The first thing to talk about when you talk about networking and IO in Java is to talk about streams. So essentially in Java, all of IO and accessing distributed resources is unified into one concept called a stream. And a stream is abstractly just a sequence of bytes. And you can get different forms of I/O or network access depending on where the source of the stream is and where the destination is. So for example, you can read from a file and put it into memory by having the source of the stream be a file and the destination of the stream be some variable in memory. So it's all unified under this concept that you're going to have a sequence of bytes that you can read and write to, or that you can send across the network to some other program or to some other file. So the basic I/O streams are called input stream and output stream. And these are the simplest, these have the simplest access methods of all of the kinds of streams that you can have. A stream is abstractly a sequence of bytes, and essentially what you can do with input streams and output streams is you have a function which can read a byte, and you have a, on an input stream, and on an output stream you have a method that can write a byte. So you just keep writing bytes to an output stream. There's also methods skip what's the next available byte and close. And you can read and write arrays of bytes. Now these particular methods are what they call blocking on the read and write for data transfer. That is, if you try to read a byte from a file, your Java program doesn't proceed until that byte actually arrives. Or if you try to write, then, which is more important, you don't proceed until that's actually been written.